Harper Children's Audio presents Seekers, Book 6, Spirits in the Stars, by Erin Hunter. Performed by Julia Fletcher. Chapter 1. Ujurak. Ujurak's legs ached as he tried to concentrate on just putting one paw in front of another. He and his friends seemed to have been trudging across the endless ice forever, though he knew that only a few sunrises had passed since they'd escaped from the flat faces near the oil rig. Glancing over his shoulder, he could see that his three companions looked just as tired as he felt. Toklo, the big brown bear, shambled along with his head down. Lusa stumbled after him as if she hardly knew where she was anymore, her small shape a black dot against the endless white. Ujurak knew they would have to keep a close eye on her, for fear that she would slip back into the long sleep. Even Kallik, who was more at home on the ice than any of them, padded along with a grim expression. All around them the ice had been carved and twisted by the wind into strange shapes, which sometimes stretched over their heads into the sky. At first they'd played hide-and-seek among them. Ujurak let out a small huff of amusement as he remembered how good Lusa was at hiding, in spite of her black pelt. Sometimes they would slide down the frozen drifts or look for shapes that reminded them of animals. Toklo had growled at an ice pillar that he thought looked like Shoteka, the grizzly who had attacked him at Great Bear Lake.
"But we're too tired for games now," Ujurak thought. "Too tired for anything except this endless slog."
His heart sank farther as he made out a frozen ridge across their path, a wall of ice that disappeared into the distance on either side.
"Now what?"
Toklo grumbled, trudging up as Ujurak slowed to a halt.
"Don't tell me we have to climb that."
"We do,"
Ujurak replied. He could feel that they were drawing closer and closer to the spirit of his mother, and the tugging on his paws was too strong to be ignored.
"This is the way we must go."
Once the big grizzly would have argued with him. Now he just let out a snort of disgust.
"I was afraid you were going to say that."
"But how?"
Lusa asked, stifling a yawn. She and Kallik had plodded up next to them.
"It's so high and smooth."
Ujurak glanced at Kallik for advice, but the white bear only shook her head in confusion.
"There were no ridges like this where I lived with Nissa and Takik."
"I'll go first,"
Toklo announced.
"I'll try to scrape some paw holes in the ice for the rest of you."
Without waiting for the others to respond, he began clawing his way up the slippery slope. Ice splinters shattered down as he dug his claws into the surface. Lusa crouched and wrapped her paws over her head.
"Hey, that stings," she protested.
"Come on, you'll be fine."
Kallik nudged the small black bear to her paws again.
"You go next, and I'll give you a boost."
Working her shoulders underneath Lusa, the white bear heaved her upward. Lusa scrambled up the slope in Toklo's wake, struggling to thrust her paws into the holes the bigger bear had made. She let out a startled yelp as she lost her grip and began to slide down again, her forepaws splaying out against the ice while her hind paws scrabbled frantically. Ujurak let out a sigh of relief as he saw her drive her claws into a gap in the surface and start climbing again.
"You next," Kallik suggested. "I'll keep watch for danger."
Ujurak agreed, though he wasn't sure they had much to fear in this desolate landscape. He almost felt that they were the only living creatures left in the world. By now, Toklo had reached the crest of the ridge and turned to call back to his companions.
"Come on, it's easier on the other side."
Ujurak climbed quickly, his paws strengthened by the feeling that his mother was watching over them, and reached the top of the ridge just behind Lusa. The small black bear flopped down, panting.
"I thought we might be able to see land from up here," she said, "but it's just more ice."
Gazing ahead, Ujurak saw that the ridge on this side sloped down gradually to an ice plain with a broken, choppy surface like a frozen sea. The sky was covered with clouds, brightening to a milky radiance where the sun was trying to break through, and it was impossible to tell where the land ended and the sky began.
"We just have to..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?